Now we find that Adonijah made a banquet. That's always a good way to get support for any project. You want to do something, have a church banquet or have a banquet somewhere, and you'll get a lot of support. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen, fat cattle, by the stone of Zoeleth, which is by En-Rogel, and called all his brethren the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. Well, what he's going to do is make the announcement that he's the king. And I think by right of primogeniture, he probably had a right to the throne, or he had a claim upon the throne. I take it that he was older than Solomon. Well, I don't only take it, it's told here. He was older than Solomon. And according to the rule and regulation of the day, the oldest son always was the crown prince and succeeded. And his oldest brother, or older brother, Absalom, is dead, of course. Now, when the invitations went out to the king's sons, this is a pretty bold move, and especially in light of the fact that Solomon was left out. He just didn't get an engraved invitation. Now, this is where Nathan the prophet begins to move. Verse 10. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty man and Solomon, his brother, he called not. Now, he knew that Nathan would be on Bathsheba's side because of the fact that it was Nathan that guided David during that awful period when David committed the great sin that he did. Now, Nathan goes to Bathsheba, verse 11. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Actually, Adonijah was now beginning to move to the back of David. He was not consulting him at all. Now, Nathan wants to make a move, and he does it. He says, Go and get thee unto King David. Say unto him, Didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? Why then doth Adonijah reign? This man, David, had made a promise to Bathsheba that when the second boy was born, which was Solomon, the first son had died, that he would be the king. And David is making no move to put Solomon on the throne. I don't think that he had very much of a heart for it. I don't think he was enthusiastic about making him king. And I think we can show that as we move along. Here, this is not just on my part, just guesswork, because I think it's quite obvious that David did not exactly approve of Solomon. Now we read verse 14, Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I will also come in after thee, confirm thy words. In other words, he says, we better alert David, and the way to do it is you go in and tell him, then I'll come in and enforce it, and maybe we can wake up this senile king to what's taking place under his very nose.